It looks like another chilly day underway across parts of the Midwest, but there's some southerly breezes starting to show up across the western and central parts of the Midwest. And unfortunately, the wind is working up quite a wind chill across Iowa and Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin. But the heart of the Midwest still deep into the coolness. Temperatures at the top of this hour running mostly in the teens and 20s across a big part of the region. There's some 30-degree readings in the cloud-covered areas in the southernmost parts of the region. A little freezing drizzle being reported at Indianapolis at the top of this hour. A few snowflakes occurring around the Fort Wayne, Indiana area. Otherwise, precipitation in the region is mostly limited to just those areas. As we go forward through the next few days, though, we're going to see some other opportunities for a little bit of light precipitation to come across portions of the lower Midwest. It looks like this afternoon, most of the precipitation will be Kentucky into Ohio and Pennsylvania. Should be relatively light, but it is still going to be a cloudy, dreary day, and it's fairly cool across a big part of that area of the Midwest. Other areas may have sunshine, but it's still going to be cool as a reinforcing shot of cooler air works its way southward from the upper parts of the Midwest. The surface high pressure center will move into portions of the western Corn Belt by the time we get to Wednesday morning, and it will shift eastward right across the heart of the Midwest during the afternoon tomorrow and on into Thursday morning. The end result of this is likely to keep us free and clear of precipitation after today for a little while. But as soon as that high-pressure system starts to work its way out of the region, we'll see the southerly winds bringing moisture back up from the Gulf of Mexico, and some overrunning warm air into our cool air mass will likely result in some light precipitation beginning in Kansas and Missouri and parts of Arkansas first, probably Thursday night, and working its way in an eastward direction across the Ohio Basin as we go on into Friday and early into Saturday. The system may produce anywhere from 4/10 of an inch to an inch of rain in general across the lower parts of the Midwest. And there shouldn't be any snow associated with this event, though, and that's the good news. And then we'll look for some dry weather coming back into the area as we finish out the weekend, late Saturday into Sunday. Another storm system may have impact on the Midwest, but probably not until we get to the latter part of next week or in the following weekend. We're going to be watching that rather closely. The majority of our temperatures across the region are still going to be chilly for the next couple of days, even with those southerly winds around because of that reinforcing shot of cooler air coming southward. The temperatures this afternoon will run mostly in the 30s across a big part of the Midwest, some 40s near the Ohio River, and it looks like tomorrow we'll see temperatures turning cooler from northwest to southeast across the area with teens and 20s back in the upper parts of the Midwest, while we'll probably see some temperatures in the lower Midwest still pushing up close to 40 degrees, but mostly in the 30s. Low temperatures the next couple of nights will likely slip back into some teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest with some colder conditions in the upper parts of the region. In the meantime, down in South America, it looks like everything is just coming along relatively well. Most of Brazil will see timely rain over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, with only a few pockets of dryness, mostly in the northeast part of their crop region. In Argentina, the concern is all about winter wheat quality. It rained heavily across some of that region this past weekend, and it looks like there's going to be some more rain this coming weekend. The next 4 days will likely be dry, and it will turn warmer across Argentina. So hopefully their crop will not see further deterioration, but the rains coming up this weekend and some follow-up showers next week will be closely monitored. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.